Hey guys, good morning. Today is 15 July, Thursday, 9:26 a.m. I'm in a car right now trying to record this podcast. I was supposed to go to work, but then I got stuck. Yeah, the car broke down and I cannot go to work anymore. And I can't even go home. So that's why I got bored and then I decided to just record. These past weeks have been boring, yeah, and very stressful too. So how am I feeling right now? I feel really happy, and I don't know, recently I've just been having weird aura around me, and that's not really been good, but I'm okay. I'm fine. I have something to say today. I want to teach you guys something I recently just learned, and it's actually helping me. I used to like have trouble sleeping, but someone introduced me to this. He told me that I should take deep breath and also pray and sleep. Not just take the breath off your phone, then pray, and finally sleep. And it worked. Yeah, it did. The first time, the second time. Yesterday was the third day and it actually worked. And not only that, I want to just urge all of you, because recently there was this guy I got to start talking to, and it was really fun, and he told me one thing. He was like, yeah, I'm a speckle, but then he don't like skinny girls. And I got really, really depressed. Like, what the hell? Did he have to really point it out that I'm skinny? Like, I know I'm actually skinny, but I prefer when someone say, God damn, Okunia, really, really slim down. Yeah, skinny. That skinny means that I have no skin. I have just skeleton, which is not possible, which is not true. I mean, I have flesh. I have skin, obviously. But when you tell me I'm skinny, that means my skin is actually like very crushed, and it doesn't make sense. Do you get? So I got really worked up. But then looking at it now, I'm like, okay, God created all of us differently. Imagine all of us being fat. I mean, then slim wouldn't have been existing as a word. Imagine all of us being slim. Then fat wouldn't have been existing as a word. He then asked me, was like, have you ever imagined yourself being fat? And I'm like, okay, I was trying to gain my self-confidence because I was really, really like down at that moment. So I was like, I've never admired people that are fat, but like, that's not true. So today's topic is going to be about self-esteem. You may be fat, you may be slim, maybe skinny like I am, and also you may be round, obese, I don't know. But just please keep all this aside. God created all of us in his own image and his own likeness, not the likeness of men or likeness of man. So I feel if you're not comfortable with the way you are, maybe you're short or you're very tall or you're a giant or you're huge or you're slim or you're skinny or you're fat or you're obese or anyhow, I want to just point this out to all of us. I'm talking to myself also, that you weren't created in the likeness of a man or a likeness of men. You were created in the likeness of your creator, which is God. So if someone tell you you're fat or you're slim, and then you're feeling really down and like, okay, I'm not perfect, I'm not, still are you, girl or guy, you're really, really okay the way you are. And I want to point this out. Yeah, I've been battling with self-esteem right from when I was in high school. Like, it was really bad in high school, but then nobody got to know because I was among these people that were like smart. I don't want to say I was smart, but at least I was special in that kind of way. Yeah, like I was always struggling to read and study so that at least I can stand out in something, since I'm not standing out in being beautiful or thick and all of that. So it wasn't really very funny for me. Like, it was really hard.
People usually think maybe I was studying then in high school because I wanted to always be called among the first three, or I wanted to be like the smart kid of the class. No, I wanted to stand out at least in something, since I wasn't standing out in the other thing that everybody were standing out for. So I had to stand out in something, and that was my brain and all of that. So, but when I got to university, it got really bad because puberty really dealt with me. I had bad pimples on my face. Like, it was obaje. Sorry, that's a Yoruba word. It was bad. It was bad. So, like, it really dealt with me. So, it was really that bad. And, I met new friends. I met new people from different places. And we got really close. And they were really very good friends. And I had a very close friend then. But we aren't really close anymore. Yeah, shit happens. So, she was really very fine. Like, she's really very fine, rather. She's really very pretty, and she was always, like, standing in for me whenever I'm down or whenever I'm walking along the street and people are really plenty or people are really, like, in that place. Because I had agoraphobia. That's fear of being pissed with so many people. It was really that bad. Like, I can't stand in a congregation. Like, now my high school, it really affected me. My high school, I attended this prefectship meeting, and they wanted to select the prefect, and then when they got to my turn, they asked me a question. They were like, okay, what post are you vying for? And I told them, okay, I'm vying for post of regulatory prefect. They asked me the reason, which I told them, and then they were like, okay, that's nice. My grades were really good, obviously, and other thing, I was actually good. I was actually very active, and yeah, I was punctual also. So they were like, okay, fine, that she's really good for the post. But then, can I be a female hall tree or head? A female hall tree was like a hostel men's for my mates. Yeah, it's a street student like I was, or SS2, but shall we go into SS3? So it's a street student like I was, female hall tree. And then I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. They were like, why? And I told them, I don't think I can be able to control my mates at that moment, because like I was really close to my junior student, because I felt that, okay, they're my juniors, I can control them. Not control like in a bad way, but I can at least like mingle and then speak to them the way I wanted, because they're, obviously they're my juniors. For my mates, it was really that hard, because I felt that they were going to start looking at my my other side, like the imperfect side of me. So I was like, I'm not ready to be a prefect. I'm not ready to like be a prefect or be a leader for my mates. So they were like, oh my god, disqualify her. And that was how I was disqualified, because my self-esteem was bad. Like, it was low. So like, I had fear of talking to people that were either my mates or older than me. And I had fear of like standing out, like being different. Or for instance, now let's say when I'm gathering and then everybody's wearing white and I'm wearing black. Girl, even if it was really a surprise, like it wasn't a planned event, like I just got there and it's got that everybody's wearing white and I'm wearing black, I will run back to my house to change to black, because I really don't want to be the person different or standing out among people. Okay? So that's how bad it was. Like, that's how bad it was. When I got to my I think was it not 300 level, that was like 2 years ago. When I got to 300 level 2 years ago, I was like, okay, I'm in 300 level. I think I should be able to start doing stuff on my own, which I tried. Yeah, I met two good friends, which they are still friends to date. They became really nice. The people that can actually like pinpoint things. If I do something, they'll be like, wow, okay, you're really, really smart. And I'm like, girl, stop it. This is something that everybody can. No, that's not something everybody can do. I mean, you are very different. You need to. They were always like challenging me that I'm actually different from other people, and I have something that actually like is really good and all of that. And they always admire anything I do. Like, it was just very nice. So my self-esteem got really good, and I stayed building my self-esteem from that day. So this skinny part, if you want to talk about somebody has actually gone deep into gaining weight, call me. When I was in my, was it not 200 level? Yeah. Someone introduced me to Apitamine, one supplement. She called it weight gain supplement. And I was so into this thing. Like, I would eat like a dummy. I was binging. After that, I would sleep for like 4 hours or more. Deep sleep, not this sleep I'm sleeping this is that okay, I'm busy and all of that. Like deep sleep. Sometimes I'll miss lectures just to sleep, and then there was no difference. Like okay, I checked my weight on the weighing scale and I was still weighing 47 kg, and like, what the hell? How? Like, I don't understand. And this thing, okay, I got hurt, I threw it away. I wasn't even able to complete it because I got really weighted, so I threw the mini one. We're now like telling me that no, you need to try this one. It was one powdery stuff. I got it, took it. It was really bad, ew. But then I had to take it because I really wanted to gain weight. Recently, someone told me something again. That one, like a herbal medicine stuff. You take it and you have good appetite, and then you're eating like dummy. I did that one, so I'm still weighing 47 kg. Okay, a friend of mine was like, okay, fine, let's try taking banana smoothie. So my dad got the milk for me, banana and all of that. I am trying it presently and still, okay, I can say my body's getting fresh. Fresh in the sense that my skin is actually glowing, but then not my weight. I'm still weighing my 47 kg and I'm proud. I've embraced it. I've not. But then I feel I'm really okay. Like, I shout to myself, like, okay, if I were to be destined to gain weight, I'll definitely gain weight at the right time. I don't have to stress it, or do I? I don't have to stress things. If God predestined me to gain weight, then I'll gain weight. And if I weren't predestined to gain weight, then I won't. So I'm telling you today now, if you are actually like very skinny like I am, and you're like killing yourself, oh my God, I'm taking this, oh my God, I'm taking that. Yeah, I know. Let me tell you something, like, everybody's different. Like now, the kind of person I want to be, is very different from how I am right now. I want to be a girl that is very tall. I'm actually not tall, I'm average height. I want to be very tall, thick, very confident. I want to be a model, someone that can dress really good. But right now, my best clothes are uniform. Like a uniform clothes, like clothes that everybody's wearing. Because if we are wearing differently, if we are dressing differently rather, I will be standing out wearing ugly clothes. I can't dress. Okay. So like my best time is when I'm in school, because I know that okay, we're wearing uniform red and black. And even in red and black, people still be slaying, and I'll be dressing like a dummy. And I'm 20. Do you get? So I feel that if you are killing yourself that okay, this is the kind of person I want to be, maybe a guy is telling you, guy, you lose weight now. How will I be showing you to my friends if you are like this and you're not pressurizing yourself, you're not like starving just to do some weight. Okay, fine, I get you really like the guy. Obviously, you want to be with him, you don't want him to break up with you, and all of that. But then please don't try really hard and die and kill yourself or die, I beg. Because this life is one, so we really live once. Like, we don't have two lives. Okay, we have two lives, sure. But not on earth. The second one is not on earth. So I feel once you die here, you can't exist in heaven or hell. So what's the point of killing yourself when once you die, people that are even telling you to gain weight or to lose weight, there will be no more. They won't even remember you again. You will not be existing there again. Do you get? So I feel, if you can do whatever you want and you won't have any side effects that will lead to your death or lead to you endangering your life, then you can go ahead and do it. I've thought of taking drugs to gain weight. I've thought of going to medications. I've thought of many things, probably surgery or something. But I feel right now I'm not prepared mentally and physically and otherwise, like, I'm not even prepared. Okay, so right now I just want to like change my diet, my sleeping pattern. That's just it. Once I do that and I check in and I'm still weighing my 47 kg, we are embracing it. We aren't giving up at that moment, because this life I can't kill myself. Oh, I can't now. Obviously, I can't. I mean, how will I even kill myself? I can't. Is suicide me. So that's just it. Too. Please, you guys should do me a favor. I'll be dropping my phone number. Please text me now. Call me. Like, I'm really bored. Seriously, I'm very bored. I'm so bored. So please call me, okay? This is 14. Let's stop at 15 minutes. Thank you so much. Bye. Take care. Don't forget to come back later. Fukun Podcast. Let's talk. Me.